Last week, we spoke about the kud of sugya, a balance within akara atzmis, self-awareness, being able to be aware of the makir, our chesroinus, our deficiencies, points we're lacking, and they're not causing a person to be shuffled. I want to be mamshich, I want to talk about a mida protis, which is the mevuch gdela in the balance in that mida. That's the mida of anova. I want to take the opportunity, if we're holding the sugya as a balance against, to try to be mitzarif, the beer of hachmos with that where we're holding it. But my muzgar, it's a standard get, always the vadim. Every sugya, you know, we work together. Touching sugyas, each sugya is a sugya arucha, sugya barachova. When we touch tonight, so trying to be mistader, a novice, it's a grace sugya. But my kavan is that I want to, when you're holding in a sugya for a long time, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to be mitzarif to that sugya, a lot of sugyas, and you could cover a lot more ground in a sugya. I'm talking about a sugya avoid when you're already holding in the sugya. So that's the kavan over here. The sugya of anova is a sugya ha'atumah b'moed, anova k'neged gaiva. But there's a certain prad in it, which is we can have a lot of revach if we do a duch, if we work it through, already holding in the sugya balance. The midah of anova, you do with the Ramban, in the Geras Ramban, he crowns it as the midah toiva, we call it midah toivas. That means if you want to work on one midah toiva, the one that has the most shavius, more than any other midah, it's mafteach to all of the midahs toivas, is midahs anova. The Makor of the Ramban is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, daf Chof HaMebeis, which is talking about the sulam of Pinchas Ben Yair. And one sheet says clearly, one sheet is machriya, that the most choshev and all entire sulam, zihiras, rizas, tire of prishas, the most choshev is anova is choshev mikula. The Ramban Kinner is machriya like that sheet. Not only in midas toivas, that says midas benon machaveru, but Kinner, anova is maftiach to tire. Anova, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu brought us tire. Moshe Rabbeinu was out of Mikol Adam. Moshe out of Ma'od Mikol Adam. Merum is in Reb Chaim Volozh in the beginning of Avos. He talks about the mission of Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai. That it was Hab HaTalia. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to such a great asaga in Torah was because of Midas Anova. It sounds like if Lo Yitzur, any human being would get to the same mildness Anov as Moshe Rabbeinu, he would also be zeichet to the same adreg in Torah. Sounds like that over there. Anov is a Moritik Amayla. Okay. And the Shaila is, one of the basic Shaila is a Mufuch Gedela always. People in this Kasha very much with this. How does it work first with two Nakudas? What? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. And he was choshev. He was Adam Me'oid Mikol Adam, but he was also choshev Me'oid Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know. He didn't know his miles. An Anov, so we read a little bit from the Ramban. An Anov works around, like the pasuk Me'oid Me'oid Avishmal Ruach. So let's read a little bit from the Ramban and the Geras Ramban. Okay, Nefarish Lecho, Eich Tisnaig B'midas Anov L'leches Botomi, Kol Dvarecho Yeh Benachas, V'roishcho Yeh Kofuf, V'inecho yabitu lamata la'aretz. V'al tabeit b'fnei odom b'daber chimoy. V'kol odom, any person you meet, yegodul mimcho b'inecho. Im chochor amoy asher hu alecho l'chabdo. He has milus, v'imachabit. Elamai is someone who's lower than you, kilu, kaviyochol. Im roshu, he's a poor person, v'ata asher. Oy chochom emenu, he is a bigger amoretz than you. You're a greater tam chochom than him. Chashoyv k'belibcha ki ata chayiv mimenu v'uzake mimcho. He's supposed to think fakert. I have so many milas in the umas. What he did with his milas, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has much more tefias than me. There's much bigger tefias than me. Shemuchaytu ushoygig va'at amazed. I'm amazed. The Hemshech the Ramban says, So Chaim Kanievsky is in his room, and someone comes, doesn't know the guy from Adam, and he calls him, and Chaim Kanievsky, the Ransom is supposed to say, Chaim Kanievsky is supposed to be to this person, Chaim Kanievsky. Okay, my Yishra Ben Yisrael is Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky doesn't know that he knows more Torah than any human being in this world. He doesn't know that if he says one word, people could dance the whole world around what he says. He doesn't know that he could raise like $10 trillion in a second if he just decided to tell people to get money. He was mitzvah people to get money. What? He's supposed to feel like offer. He's supposed to feel shovel. He's supposed to feel like he's worth nothing. Had to work. It's choshev for us, because there's a part of us, let me speak about it, there's a part of us that doesn't believe in Torah and doesn't believe in tzaddikim. There's a part of us that thinks that a little bit, we think they're faking a little bit. There's people that don't know them, it's talk a little bit of a fake. It's a little bit of an act. It's a little bit of a, you're supposed to be an onav. It's not an onav. Rabosha, every time he really walks in this year, really feels like he's not ready to give the shir. It's takazai. It's very choshev to be aware of this. Has an onav be an onav? It's a chaini with all the godless. The second shayla, this is moin again, it's meshach shaykh to what we're talking about the past few weeks, is how do you keep and feel a chashivas? And feel a chashivas, which is so important for avodas Hashem, for Briyas HaNefesh, how does the nistada with the musak of anovim? Moid, moid, havishval ruach. Okay, so you're supposed to think how shuffle you are. You meet Yenim, he's better than me, everyone's better than me. You're supposed to be shtelling be'etzim, an onov, is Baker shtelling on his inadequacies, his deficiencies, and what he's missing. How do you feel good about yourself? How do you feel good about yourself? Let's ask Benuzuch Zu. We say at the end of every Shemana Esrei, Nafshi ka'ofel kol tiyah. Kali nafshi sidum, Nafshi ka'ofel kol tiyah. We should be like offer. It's one of the terms used. Avram said, Anochi ofer vefer. It's one of the terms that's the spitz of the onov. He's onov, he feels like he's offer. Harry, the same exact koyach of offer in a mensch, Rabbi Chaim Vital, in Shari Kedushim, he's discussing the sherish of all the midas, the arba yisoidas of midas. He says, from yisoida offer comes shiflus, atzvus, and yush. From the yisoida of offer comes the shiflus, atzvus. I understand, manavshach. You're supposed to feel like offer, you're not supposed to feel like offer. The same offer that you feel like, what makes you an onov, also brings about shiflus, atzvus, yush. A feeling of being deflated. Nothing, worth nothing, worthless, nothingness. How do the two things go together? Maybe let's start in the lumdus, in the lumdus of Boilov, and maybe answer the first question a little bit, but I have to work it out more. The tchilas advarim, stam, in the havon a little bit, how could a person be, mitzad echer, godol mikol adam, and mitzad sheni, onov mikol adam? He's a sugis, a ruchas, a viksorah. There's a tremendous agdara in the Mesiyas Shasharim. Gedarke b'koydash b'yilim k'saris, he's magdiv dvorim, aruchim, and gedaylim. In the Kiyas, that's when the Shasharim talks about midas. In the Perek in the Kiyas, he talks about midas. And he talks about gaiva, over there he's misadah, kama madregas of gaiva, but he starts off and he's magdiv about gaiva, and he says agdara what gaiva is. Ramchal says a gaiva is his machshiv atzmoy be'atzmoy. So what's your name, Ramchal? His machshiv atzmoy be'atzmoy. Dahinu. Kinira being machshiv itself is not a balgaiva. When you machshiv atzmoy be'atzmoy, that's a balgaiva. Dahinu. Someone who's machshiv atzmoy be'atzmoy is exactly the opposite from what Chazal or Magdir has loy machshik tivusei lenafshi. The balgaiva sees all his talents, sees everything he has, and he says, okay, where all these talents come from? Where does those come? They're mine. They're from me. They come to me. I'm accredited. I'm the address. It comes to me, the credit. That's the ikar nekudah of gaiva. And that's the natural feeling of the person if he doesn't work on it. He feels like it's me. A lot of other people didn't do what I did. So it comes to me. The Anov realizes that with all his great milas, you can have a tremendous amount of milas. Who gave them to you? Who gave you the milas? Who gave you the milas meikara? And who gave you the koyach lasu ischaya? Who gave you the koyach to develop them? It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm a recipient. I received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that I am the source, the sole source for that is coming from me. I mean, everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with all my milas, if it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaPesha Osir Hu HaPesha Yeter. If it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did it come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who controls that. I'm in control of them. They're mine, and I can control them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of them. He's Messiaches, and he's attributes the milas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Tchilas Dvorim in Havona. I'm going to have to be Marich, Mamshich a little bit more. How having tremendous amount of milas don't directly lead to gaiva. But it needs more beer. And befrat, that being an onov is not only not feeling like you have, it comes to you a lot of credit. Being an onov is focusing on the opposite. Being an onov is being a shval ruach, is focusing on offer vefer. So it's still hard to work out. I mean, you have milos, okay, they're not yours. And you know, but where's the shval ruach? And right to the second akud that we said, how do you avoid feeling yush and atzvus? So let's start a little bit. Let's open up first. Let's make seder, and then we'll talk about the stira shabbai. That's in fact that there's a certain type of anova that we call it anova psula. It's not a good anova. That anova could be misused. There could be a bad anova. It's in a lot of places, but it's one parish aruch in the Torah, by the way, coming up soon. It's the parish of Shaul. Maybe even the Torah, parish of Zohar. The Ma'is of Shaul, that he didn't kill Agog, he didn't properly be Mekayim Bechiv Mechias HaMolek. Chazal clearly say, this was Nivea from Chesaron in using Anova the wrong way. The Pesukim Shteit Azoi. After Shmuel meets Shaul, and Shaul tells Shmuel, HaKimoisi is Dvar Hashem. Shmuel asks him, what's going on? I hear it called Hatzoyin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly told you to wipe out the humans and the behemoths. Ma kol Hatzoyin Azeh Bo'oznai. These behemoths, these tzoynes from the Amalekim. It wasn't really me, it came from the Am. That's what Mufarshim say. It was from the Am. Shaul was influenced by the Am. The Am said, okay, you know, it's enough. We kill out the human beings. We have to kill out the behemoths also. Leave the behemoths. Leave some of the tzoyn and we'll take them for korbanos. The man zvoyach l'Hashem alikecha. Vayomer Shmuel, herif. Wait a second. Hold on. Agid lecha es asher dvar Hashem elai elai. I'll tell you exactly what Hashem thinks about your answer. Vayomer ledaber. Shaul told him, speak. Vayomer Shmuel. Hamloim koton ato beinecho. Roish shiftei Yisrael ato. Vayim shachacho Hashem lemelech al Yisrael. Shmuel said b'shem Hashem, a tremendous techacha to Shaul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw in Shaul's Hanoga an act of katnus. Koten ato beinecha roi shif yisof v'shmucha Hashem l'melech al Yisrael. What happened? Shaul was the melech. The melech is shokel to kol klal Yisrael. The melech has a godless atzuma, and that's why he got to be a melech. He's a nasi, he's a melech. He got to be a melech because he, in a certain way, has greater koiches than entire klal Yisrael. Kinir Shaul, in this area, he had to fight entire Klal Yisrael. And the ability to be machshiv his das, to stand fast, not to succumb to the influence of Gans Klal Yisrael, whatever Klal Yisrael was doing. Shaul over here, he bent a little bit. He wasn't sure enough. He wasn't confident enough, and he didn't have the guru enough to go with his das against the rest of Klal Yisrael. Tainet em Shaul, Shmuel, B'Shem Hashem, Kotan Abdenach Ruish, Vayim shach Hashem lemelech Yisrael. Zok the Malbim. But the way a melech is appointed in Klal Yisrael is not like a democracy. It's not like an American Eretz Yisrael that the nation, that the Am chooses it. No, Hashem chose you. There's a reason why the nation doesn't change you. You decide. You decide. The Murray the Gazach. Shaul was supposed to realize that his daya was more choshev than all Klai Yisrael. Do you know what peer pressure is? That you're standing, you're one person, you see hundreds and thousands, maybe perhaps millions of people who think differently than you. Do you know what atzumas nefesh you need? Atzumas nefesh you need, all of it, that's what a king has to have. And there was a tefiyah on Shaul that he didn't have this. Koten ata beinecha. Koten ata beinecha. It's mafurish in the Ksugin Yuma that this was the shirish of the chait of Shaul. They didn't kill out. Agog was neveya from a misuse of another. It was a sakatnus. The Sugin Yuma Dav Chafim Beis is talking about the chait of Shaul, that he was nafal. The Gemara b'seif of the Sugin Yuma asks, So Rashi was bothered by, what do you mean if not Nena Shol? It says Mefurush in the Pasuk, because they didn't kill Agog. So Rashi touches up. The Gemara is asking the Shurish Advar. In the beginning of the Meluch of Shol, B'shas HaMlochas, Achtor of Shol, right after that, there was a Parsha Shanema, B'nei B'ni Al Omur, Ma'yer Shenu Zeh. There was a B'nai B'niyah B'liyal who came and he said, who is this guy? And at that point, Shaul was by he kamachrish. Shaul, definitely he thought it was another. Shaul said, imachrish vizendik. He said as if I didn't hear. He was mochlak foyde, and a melech is not supposed to be mochlak foyde. A melech is not supposed to be mochlak foyde. Either Ramban says that you're supposed to be machshev other people, you're supposed to think like you're oimid b'nei rabbi. Abra Melech, Beturis a Melech, his tafkut was not to be Meichel al Kvoidoi. Already there was a time there was something wrong with Anova. What? What was wrong with Anova? So Beruchim, he has a few Mamorim. And then the Parshas Neich, and that's Terah, there's also Mamorim from the Parsha. Then the Parshas Neich has a few Mamorim where he talks about the Emesa Anova and the Falsha Anova. At the end, I'm reading the first Mamor, the second next Mamor, he brings this whole Sugi and Yuma. He brings this Mais Roshol. And he takes the Maimah Chazal, this we boys, as you saw it, Maimah Chazal mentioned many places, and Megill, other places. Chazal say about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kom mokom shata moitze gdulosi shal Kodesh Baruch Hu shom ata moitze an vasarusai. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, you find the two midas meet. Where you find the godless of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the kol yochel of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the toivu meitiv of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You find the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving unstoppably, giving kitzeder when he gets back nothing. Godless. Shomata Moitzian from Sunusai. Learn to Rabbi Ruchim. He says clearly, he's saying a chiddush. This is Rabbi Ruchim. Ruchim says, the taich is that it's not two separate things. It's not that although there is godless, there's anivus. Bimokoim Shata Moitzian Gdulosai Shomata Moitzian from Sunusai. Zok Rabbi Ruchim. The anivus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Melo Avidei Melo Yar anivus. It comes shom, it comes from godless. Zogt Rabbi Ruchim, someone who has a novel that doesn't come from godless hanefesh and godless hasoga, that's a falsha novel. I'm going to read some of his words, a lot of the nekudas we've been talking about the whole zman. Somebody says, Zeu chiddush gadol, kesvuru manu, shenu yoyidim imidas hanovel, V'etzleinu poshit shlekim atar tzorach liyasanav. Everyone knows the raid we just mentioned that anov is the best of all midas. If a person wants to have a greater grace hasog in Torah and the midas, he has to be anov. V'epeshabliz alo yitochen glum. Aval kamoikein tzrichin ladash ulma zeh yesh midas shel gadlus. Gavus alev. A person just as much needs to have a godless, a gavus alev, a part of him that feels his greatness. Shaul had to know that yes, his daya is b'etzem worth more than 600,000 yin. Yeah, such a thing. A human being can be so great that his daya is worth more than 600,000 people. Gavas alev, yeah. Ubilti ze ein af aschol kim ater. Ve ein od u yoidim klal eizem mi de toifes es mokum yoise beter. Anov o gavas alev. It could be gavas alev, it's just choshev anov. Ve oid srichem anol et as. And you're going to get to the working out a little bit. Ki af shel chayr anova v'gadlus in shtei midos hafuchos. Chayr, these two things I just said are two midos hafuchos. But omnon, this is mamish the blueprint we're talking about the whole zman. We're closing over this. It's true in the Olam HaMaisa and the Befoyal. If you're thinking that second about your godless, you're not thinking about your shiflus. You're not thinking about your anova. It's true. In the Lamaisa, they're a stira in a certain way. They conflict. If you have godless, you're going to come to your anova. In the shirish of the midas, anyone is going to oymen on his godless, he's going to come to his anova. If you're going to be oymen on your godless, in the right way, in the emes way, you're going to realize your godless. Let's explain. I want to be mocked in Mechayv Zalvavis. Mechayv Zalvavis to explain what Baruch Hashem is saying. Mechayv Zalvavis in Shara Kniya. Shara Kniya, the Reisiv, Shara Kniya is bad to my lover. Mechayv Zalvavis in Shara Kniya. He says like this, Imam Shtel Zavek, but there's two types of Kniya. There's a Posel Kniya, a Kniya Hachno, it's Hanova, and there's a Kosh Hanova. And he starts like this. In Perek Beis, Shara Kniya. The Kniya is broken up into three Chalokim, he says like this. There's a certain type of kniya that's equal to a human being and a behema. I'm even yovin, I'm adding on a mezga that behema doesn't have a novel. Anything behema doesn't have a meat, doesn't have a shaykh, it's to be humble. A behema doesn't have a shaykh, to be humble. Is a behema has something called a kniya. When the cat is standing in front of the lion and the monkey is standing in front of the tiger, there's a tremendous amount of kniya there. It's not a novel. It can't move a limb. What is that? Zokter of Chavit Lovis, sometimes human beings also have that. When the chilek of their goof, when the anova comes in the chilek of their goof, of the afrius, of the. That's kniya, that's psula. Who, and now reading the Chavit Lovis, who dalis hanefesh? Visovla hezek ashehoisi chaylet chaysoi. It decides to suffer, and if it would have stood up, it could really fight for itself. Why? Nifnei sechlusa ba'ifnei tichyosa. It doesn't know all the abilities it has. Is a type of kniya that's neveya from that you don't know all your great size. You don't know your great size. You don't know your koyach. The zen nikra kniya mider chaskom. He says it's not really properly even to term this as kniya. It's only because people decide to call it kniya. That's not really achno. Aval derech emus u dalis hanefesh. It's dalis hanefesh. It comes from a lack. It comes from that. You take a feel, you're nothing, you feel worthless. If you feel worthless and you feel you don't have anything to offer, so you're going to be kniya, that's not enough. That's not enough. When you come in and you see how great Yechavus is, and you see sugya after sugya, he's better than you, and you come in and you feel like you don't want to have, that is nothing to do with another. That's another psula, that's dalas hanefesh, that's shiflus. If, after feeling that you fell in Shmiras Einayim, when Shmiras Machshava, if you feel that you fell so many times and you feel helpless, there's nothing to do with anova. It's dalas hanefesh, it's a bad midah, just like any other bad midah. It's possible. So what is a good kniya? Kniya asher tia achar roi memus hanefesh. Tniya after you have a roi memus hanefesh. This naso mishtatev ma behemois bemidusim and gunis vagavus midamis bemidus. When you start elevating, you start realizing you have a chelek that you're so much higher than a behema. You realize you're so much more generous. You have moments where you're selfless. You're thinking about another human man. You're thinking about your wife. You're thinking about your kid in a way that no behema could ever. You're not a beastly human being that's just always pulled down by his behema to gazite. You have milas elyonis. Sometimes you have sforas that are brilliant. Sometimes even in the Kedushas of Machshava, you have a tremendous nekud of Tyra. I deal with this all the time. Mochem, you know, I don't feel like this. You see, they're talking to you. They have so much Tyra. They have so much Tyra. They so much want to be pure. Where does it come from? Where does that come from? You think of Behemoth. Behemoth doesn't mind sleeping in a cesspool. Doesn't mind. Why? Why, if you grew up the way you grew up, basically everyone, any person, asher who, why are you have that Tyra? The Tyra says you have his house as a nefesh, your ring was a nefesh. When a person starts shtelling on his roim as a nefesh, he sees it must be, I'm a higher type of human being, I'm a higher type of creation. When you have a kore in your height and you're godless, then you could start being makir. Okay, with all my godless, I have my limitations.
With all my godless, I have my limitations. And fakert, when I start realizing my godless, and I know my godless, it starts to amplify. How could I still have those things? And then you shtel on the shiflus. And then when the shiflus brings you down a little bit too much, you go back to the godless. And then the godless brings you to the shiflus. And the shiflus brings you back to the godless. There's a kosher godless, and there's a posala. And kinir, it's not so simple. Even shol was nichshol with this kafir madragosai. There's a chelik of you, which is offer, which is b'yisoid of offer, which feels like it doesn't, where it's not worth anything. And if that's where anovus coming from, that's falsh anovus. But there's a chelik of godless, and that the godless will always come to a certain shiflus. This is the taj, go back to G'dayla Olam. This is Pasha, this is the taj. A godl, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know his godless. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know his godless. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu was godless. So obviously over Moshe the Gemedrash. A very wise Blum tells you this Medrash. Medrash state as I. Medrash and Seis HaBrocha. Moshe the Gemedrash. Medrash is Matar, the Misas Moshe Rabbeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Samol to take Moshe Rabbeinu. In the beginning, the measures in the tire. Someone saw Moshe Rabbeinu like a malach elikim. He was afraid to come close. The man had a chakra tire. And Moshe Rabbeinu starts telling him. He says, you think you're going to take me? Samol says, yeah, I took everyone. I'm malach amavis, I can take everyone. Moshe Rabbeinu says, yesh bi koyach yesim mikol ba'olam. You could take everyone else except for me. I'm more chashav in the entire world. Amale, ani ben Amram. He starts telling off. I think he wasn't kevcher. From day one, he starts telling off all his accomplishment list. Ani ben Amram. I was born perfection. I was born with Mila. He was talking on the day he was born. The first time he had Nevuah, he was 3 months old. It's not basic. I already knew I was also Kabul Torah Mitoich Lavesh. And I started walking and nichnas to the paltun shel melech. And I talti keser me'orish. I had enough confidence. I came and I took the keser from Paro. Shisi ben peishana. He's skipping a little bit. Asisi oisoy sumoivsim be mitzrayim. This is the Eser Makas. Veitzesi samachri bilainiko mitzrayim. Vekarasi asayam. Vafachti meimor. Velisi vederachti derech bashamayim. This comes to Mantura. I went to Shamayim. Veisi toifis me mechamtum shel melochem. I entered the mechamma shel melochem. V'kibalti Torah shel Eish, v'darti tachas kisei Eish, v'sukosi tachas mamon Eish, v'dibarti moiponim beponim, v'nitzachti bepamal yoshamal. I beat out the malachim in the vikuach. And then, not only that, I took the roze of malachim, gelisi razeim lebnei odom. I was megala the roze of malachim yeshores to klal yisrael. V'kibalti Torah mimino shel kodesh bohu, this came here in the crown, v'imati yisrael yisrael, v'sisi mochama v'sichan, this is the end, v'sichan v'moig shnei gibori umas oilam. And he fears always a few more things. And he fears always. And he turns to Samol. Could anyone match this? And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah says, "Aish Moshe Onov Ma'oid Mikol Adam." There never exists a humble person like Moshe Rabbeinu. And he has an entire list of every single thing that he did. Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly well his milus. He knew exactly well what's Marumas in the Rambam that no one could ever come to Moshe Rabbeinu. But he had a godless nefesh. How does it come together? So let's go back to what we're talking about the whole Zman. This is the Zman, again, the opportunity to work through the sugya. The answer is, if the human being is like this, so then it doesn't make sense. Are you chashev or you're not chashev? Do you have godless adding cheer or do you have shiflos? Do you have a chelik of offer or do you have godless? But if the human being is like this, and the human being is huge, and the human being is a breita mitzias that could have two things. So it's not a stira bechal. It's not a stira in the shayrish bechal. Moshe Rabbeinu had tremendous amount of asogas. With all those asogas, whatever imperfections he had, and Moshe Rabbeinu had them, again we said this last week, if you're not, you become a malach kapshut. Once you don't have anything more to do in this world, you go up to Shemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, with all of his asogas, maybe it was the nun shar chokhmah they didn't get. Maybe it was any of the small tefillahs that he had on himself, in the Mei Meriva, whatever it was that he was shtelling on, in his godless, he saw that as a tremendous inadequacy. He saw that as a tremendous limitation. B'yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he shtelled on that, when he shtelled on those things, he couldn't comfort himself with everything he had. Because if I had to, he said, okay, I did all this, but at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me. It doesn't make me a Baal Gaiva. But Avada, part of him, he knew about all these weird things, but this moment I'm going to shtel on that, that's going to bring me another. When Rav Asher comes this year, I always say, Rav Asher has a teretz from Kvegas Kash and Yuvamas. It's more ridiculous teretz. Kvegas famous Kash and Yuvamas. That's the Kash and Yuvamas. More ridiculous teretz. More ridiculous teretz. This teretz is set over in Gantzah and Meshivas all over. People saying this teretz. Everyone's always talking about this teretz. And Boshe says this teretz. He says it as Zoe, like, actually, it's funny. He didn't say in Shiri. He said on Thursday night Chaburis. It was like two. Can't answer Kivyagas Kash and Shiri. Thursday night Chaburis said it. So what's going on over there? What's going on over there? And Boshe doesn't know that the more people come to a Shiri than any other person in the world. He doesn't know his clerkite. He doesn't know his abilities. He doesn't know, and I'm sure he knows this mamish, but he doesn't know that probably tons of people and Talmidim are saying over this teretz. And they're going to hear on this tape this teretz. Nobody knows. And I guarantee you many times, he has to mechazik himself with that. Many times when he's dealing with all kinds of different complications in life and he needs chizik, he has to go to that and he has to mechazik himself with that. Of course he knows that. But umas that, he also knows how many times he made mistakes. He knows his limitations. And at that point, when he's thinking about Rav Eger, he's telling, like Ramban says, he's telling on the godless Rav Eger. And he says, Zelu umazeh, I feel like I'm nothing. I feel like I'm nothing. At that point, I feel like I'm nothing. That's worked on Anova. That's not Dallas HaNefesh. That's not Anova that he's not. Of course, he knows his godless. But with the godless and from the godless, he also sees his limitation. Umas, other things that are bigger. And you could always see other things that are bigger. That's what Ramban tells you. They're always other bigger things, and you're supposed to tell on how big the other person is, how big HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how that's worked on another. That's a positive on another. That's a positive kniya. A Bema never has that. A Bema can't work on another. Can't work on another. That's not a steer. That's not a steer. If you have such another, it's not going to bring you to Yush, and it's not going to bring you to Atzfus. We spoke about the Zolzman. If you stall on it too much, it is all for a person to lose balance. If you start shtilling on that too much and you never ever go back to Yitzhar HaToiv, Yitzhar HaGodol, you could. Could be. That's what happened to Shechus. I can't talk to talk about Shaul. But obviously, Shaul wasn't. He knew everything we're talking about now. And obviously, Shaul, Chazal, even in one place, are Meshabeach V'midas. They say, Chazal say in one place, that's why Shaul was Nimshach Lamelech because of Anivus. He obviously had a tremendous Melech Nov. But somewhere in there was an Iruv, a Taroivus of Anova Psula. There's another ksheira and another psula. Zok to Rabbi Ruchim, every yin needs vayigbal libay bedarkei Hashem. He needs to have godless. Anyone says a person can have godless and nefesh, godless and nefesh. You don't know your milus. We said this last week. That's the Rabbi Ruchim. Or if a voice knows his milus, you need milus. You need to know your milus. But knowing your milus is not a steerer to having another. Knowing your milus brings you to realize your limitations, bringing you to realize how much you're missing because of your limitations, and how much be'etzim there is upon you to grow, and how much a tiny of you is there if you don't continue to grow. But at the same time, and the same as that person, there's tremendous amount of gavas alev. Moshe Rabbeinu, with Moshe Rabbeinu, ki mizdamim mepum tikechot. Moshe, ish Moshe onam mikol adam. At the same time, he turns to the Malach Moves and he says, "Mi yesh beboy olam shiyachol lasas kei." It's not a steer. Same two things could go in one mensch. Tanova with Gabas. The Mokum, Shatamoitze Gdulose, Shom, Atamoitze, and the Sadusai.